Good evening and welcome everyone. Hey, you're listening live to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, coming up right after this, oh, that show you've been waiting on, the Soul Savage Show, QB, QLN, EB, and Whitney.
And I had you.
Yes. Hey, that's in vogue. And this is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And it's time for the Soul Sadness Show. Q Lynn, E, B, and Whitney.
Hey, Will.
Hey, what's going on?
I played that one for you.
Yeah.
I know you said you put her in, you put in vogue in the choir last week.
That's right.
I was like, I played that
one. Hey, I think they belong there. I know EB has something to say. Yeah.
No, you know what? I have nothing to say. I love In Vogue, so I don't have anything to say about In Vogue. I love In Vogue.
Before we even get into that, we got to introduce our guest that's on right now. Music industry vet. She's been, I think, second time on. Industry vet. She's a content creator. She does so many amazing things. So y'all give it up right now for Miss Naima Cochran. How you doing tonight?
Hey, y'all. Hi. Wow. The fans,
yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting to get the Arsenio Hall soundbite. We need to get the audio.
That's a lot of love.
Soundbite from them.
And hey, Eric, he wasn't on last time I was here.
I was on, right? Naima. Hey.
Salt Lake City concept, BB. Right. Give it to him. Yeah. He all down. So.
I haven't seen you in so long. I'm so excited.
I know. And you've been low, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing? Everybody doing? I know for one thing, we all better than Nicole Murphy right now. I'll tell you that.
She's having a whole week.
That person's having a whole
week. She's
having
a week. That's okay.
Definitely doing better than her.
Oh.
She said hot girl summer. She said forget hot girl summer. She in a hot girl furnace right now.
Mm.
Oh, she in the furnace.
Oh, boy.
She in the furnace.
All right. So it wasn't a family friend. It wasn't a family friend, huh?
I don't know.
I mean, it is.
I've never in my life
become
a family friend.
I mean,
hey,
it is.
That's
a family
okay.
Maybe that's the new greeting now. Maybe we need to start greeting family members like family
nah,
friends.
No, don't greet
like
them like that. Nicole says she is having a hot girl summer.
That's the family.
Man, listen, don't call her cousin Faith. That's okay. Lisa Ray gonna cool her off though. Lisa Ray.
Oh
got
man, Lisa
water.
Ray was going in.
But I'm gonna need Lisa Ray to not make this about Lisa Ray. Like Lisa, we get it.
She is making it about Lisa. She is.
Right. She is. She might be not married 12 years ago. She's married
because
still ain't over.
No,
like 13 years ago.
Because you know that's also when she started wearing all white. So she's still wearing all white. And I get it. The prominent
her husband made her put the white back on.
She ain't never took it off, child.
No, she never took that white off.
Lisa Ray got on white.
Yep, she went to that all white and she never looked back.
Right.
She never looked back. She was like,
she still thinks
she's
the first lady.
Upstairs. Bless her heart.
She's like, I got nothing to say to Nicole. I know she wants to say that.
That's all I got to say.
She's on camera.
That's right. Way too old. Way too old for this.
Yeah. Everybody
putting all the business out there.
But shout out to Layla Rashawn. I love Layla Rashawn, so.
I know, right? Layla,
that's my girl. Shout out to her. I done made some jokes about her in the past. I want to take one or two of them back, not all of them, because some of them were very funny.
What you done said about Layla?
I said stuff. You know, I said stuff in the past.
In the past.
She will always be sunshine from Harlem Nights to me. Sunshine still. She's still sunshine.
She needs to take that on the road. You know, Kelly Price was that friend. She turned that song, that friend of mine song, she can turn that into like, she need to do like a policy.
I don't think Nicole and Layla were not friends.
It was Antoine.
Nicole and Layla wasn't no friends.
Yeah, no.
You think it was Antoine and Eddie. No. Nicole Layla wasn't no friend.
Not at all.
What?
She can take that on the road. Do a Tyler Perry play. She like a friend of mine.
Layla deleted her IG because she ain't got time.
Yeah, when she deleted everything, I knew it was real. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
She like, she was a friend of
mine. Dang, that's messed up. That is just like that song, too. Hey,
wow.
That's what a man.
Is
that's
that
crazy.
They weren't friends. Girl,
yeah,
they weren't friends. That's crazy.
I think Antoine and Eddie were associates.
Right.
That's
so,
like, hey, that's somebody
by
that
association.
Right.
Antoine. So that sounds like somebody that cheated on somebody.
Nicole. That sounds like somebody.
Larry.
Somebody else.
Darnell. Them just cheat names like that. You married somebody like that? Darnell.
Bill,
Larry, what's
yep.
the
four?
But I'm just
yep.
really like,
Dylan, so, yep.
You stupid. Listen, I am a faithful, eligible girlfriend out here. Don't be putting me in here. I told you, I am kind of faithful out here.
Kind of faithful.
He is upfront and honest about it.
There's no hot girl summer over here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
I'm waiting for cozy winter.
Kind of faithful, huh? Yeah. Is it like getting kind of pregnant? Is that the same thing?
Listen,
kind of
faithful. Like I said, I'm kind of faithful.
I didn't
put my business out here. EB. Because I am not out here like that.
Listen.
Listen.
I don't know.
Listen, we are back, y'all. So Savage Radio. I think we're going to quickly move past Savage Update. Last week, we did part one of R&B Choir. We were guessed by Miss TLC, another music industry vet. She's amazing. We were listing the lead vocalists that we think could lead a choir, like R&B singers that could be lead singers in the choir. And so let's just clarify who's on the list and who's not on the list.
I was trying to figure
ahead.
Out the criteria.
No,
okay,
we need to put who's on this list.
Listen, the criteria okay. is, the answer to Miss Naima's question is, they have to be able to carry, you know what I mean? Lead vocals. I mean,
the lead vocalist alive. They have to be living.
Like section leader or like the actual,
like the actual lead, like who's leading the song.
Okay.
That's what we talked about last week.
Yes.
Like who's the vocalist?
Okay.
Who is the solo?
The part two criteria is you have to be able to harmonize, you know, like your songs like have to convey that you know how to harmonize, like you've been in somebody's church choir. You know, youth choir and stuff like that,
yeah.
or adult choir back
yep.
in the day.
Yep.
Just that.
I got
That's
that.
The criteria.
I got
okay,
that.
Just to clarify who's on the list, because we had a mix-up last week.
No, it wasn't no mix-up. It wasn't no mix-up.
No, I just need to say straight, because a lot of people's feathers was a little flustered a little bit. Y'all going here the last 20 minutes of the show. Okay, let's say who's not on the I think I should say who's on the list. Then
yeah,
we were making jokes about. Okay, Chrisette Michelle's, I said that she can lead the lead vocal in a choir. I put
mm-hmm.
her on there. I was just making a joke and said she liked one of my tweets, so she made it through. I was just making a joke. Then Jennifer Hudson, she's in the choir, she can lead.
No microphone, no microphone. No
microphone.
No mic.
She's also leading praise and worship. Jennifer Hudson
yes.
is leading praise and worship.
She don't need no microphone or nothing that. She on surround sound, like her mode
that's
is on
right.
surround sound immediately, so she don't need no microphone. And then also Jaheim, he was on, I was just asking what
Jaheim,
was the
I mean, we don't know what he believes
in.
I
make sure know if his spirit was right. That's all I was asking. I didn't say
well,
he's not with us anymore.
Yeah,
I was saying was he with
us. We put an asterisk by his name.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. We got to make sure.
It is. Raheem Devon, that's up for, listen, I'm not biased.
Wait,
okay.
No. That was a joke. That
was a joke. Okay, you don't want him in the choir?
I would rather him not be in
the choir. Who's choir? I don't remember putting him on my feelings about it.
Right,
I
might
be in my
feelings. Naima said, that's right, Naima. Okay, young adult choir.
Raheem can do the young adult
choir. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
He can't lead on Man's Day, but he can lead on
Man's Day. I'm okay with that.
And just to clear up, these are some of the names.
Wait, Q-Lin, get to the name. Get to Will,
okay.
Who Will wants to lead this choir.
Okay, he's not in the choir. This was a definite. I didn't know if EB was, you didn't hear me. I never said this person was in the choir. I said, they had a song that was gospel-like, that was written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Jim Wright. I just said that the song, I Get So Lonely, sounded like a gospel song. So I didn't officially say she was in the choir. I just said, he just asked, did she sound like she could do gospel? That's how
Will,
so, Janet Jackson is not in the choir. She's not in the choir.
Who?
Janet Jackson.
What's wrong with Janet? Oh.
Janet was not in the choir. So
Will said Janet is in the choir.
That's
Janet
right.
Janet is a Jehovah's Witness. She can't be
in it. Will said she's leading the song.
Why not?
She's not leading the song. She's not in the choir.
Evie,
remember her?
Not in this choir.
Listen,
she's not in the part
Will,
two either.
Janet, hold on.
Hold on. Then you must have been joking. EB, you must have been joking when you talk about P-Bo Bryson.
Well, you're the only person in the world, not P-Bo Bryson, except for you.
What? Oh, look, man.
We gotta get some order going on.
Wait, everybody,
I saw him in Vegas. Crazy. I saw him in Vegas, and maybe.
Wait, hold on. Let Naima go real quick.
People, break. Are you kidding me?
I
just saw him in Vegas not too long ago. Maybe it was all that makeup cake in his face that I couldn't, he couldn't see. I don't know. My money, man. Good Lord.
Oh my God.
Bryson, give me a break.
Listen, we gotta ring the bell, put you in your corner real quick. We gotta get you your water and your mouthpiece because his mouth is glued shut. Doesn't sound like, listen, I'll give you the list. We said who's not in the choir that was named. We said Janet Jackson. I said Lil Mo.
What?
And Keisha Cole.
I feel like Lil Mo has got to be in there. Like,
yeah, wait, but how is Lil Mo not in a choir?
Exactly. Lil Mo has got to be there.
I didn't say lead vocal. She could be in this choir. She could be in the.
Lil Mo got to leave. She can't sing with everybody.
She's going to give a 20-minute testimony. She ain't going to get to the song.
She's going to do a 20-minute testimony.
Naima wants to know what everybody's nomination is.
No, the nomination.
I'm sorry. I'm AME. So, you know.
So Lil Mo is in your... Okay. So how is Lil Mo not in your choir and you Baptist?
I'm thinking
she's going to do a 20-minute testimony. She's going to be sitting there, because I've been to her show. She sits and talks for like 30 minutes before she
gets to talk. She's not going to talk. Her testimony is going to be through her song. What she's going to do is have you...
Evie, you're going to hell.
Her testimony through her song.
Go back and listen to the beginning of Superwoman before the beat even drops and come back and tell me Lil Mo ain't supposed to be
in the movie. I'm not denying the vocals. I said lead vocals. I don't want to hear. That was me saying that.
I said she's in the choir.
Just like the lead, like, okay. Okay, you want her to have lead vocals. She's in the lead vocal choir. Is that the anonymous vote?
For Lil Mo, yes. Lil Mo has got to do leak.
Yeah, okay. Lil Mo is too special
to blend with everybody else.
Okay, I'm overruled in the vote. So, even though Ms. TLT says she don't need to be in the choir because she got 17 kids. But, you know, we'll go in there. Okay,
God knows her heart.
She's in the part one and part two choir.
God knows her heart and men know her vagina. You know, we're not going to talk about what men do.
That's where I was going.
Man, this show is going down quick. Oh my goodness.
Listen, Will, you kind of brought me back to when you said, when you talking about Will Smith as a gangster rapper when we had that conversation.
Oh, man.
Q-Land. Wait a minute. I didn't say he was a gangster rapper.
I didn't say that.
No, that's a lie.
Listen,
I never said he was a gangster rapper.
In Will's defense, he threw out some good ones. He said Angela Winbush to throw it out there.
Yeah, very good one.
He threw some good ones. It was the one was
Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson just caught me off guard.
Swing and a miss by Tulsa. Swing and a miss there by Tulsa.
Wait. Naima said Angela Winbush. What'd you say, Naima?
Angela Winbush literally sang lead for Richard Smallwood's choir, so yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so she got to do, yeah. Will, you did good. You did good, buddy.
Well, thank you for that.
It was that Janet Jackson. It just,
no!
And listen, because I know Q-Lane going to get emails. Listen, people listening, I know I joke. I call Janet the Ghost Whisperer. I make jokes, but I am a Janet fan. I do think Janet can sing, but this is not a seance. This is a church service. We don't want to raise the hands. So we need people to just sing it from the diaphragm, not from the throat.
What? Send all the emails to E.B. Do not.
Yeah, send them to E.B.
There's no oil.
I'm
a Janet fan, too. There's no oil on Janet's voice.
There's no oil at all. Ain't no oil. She can lead the praise dance, too. It's going to be a rhythm.
Yeah, the interpretive dance when they be singing it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, liturgical. She's a liturgical.
She can do the mommy when they got the black and white makeup on. Yeah, she can do that. She part of that ministry.
She can do the praise dance.
Look at that body, shaking that thing, looking up at this thing. Got a nice back and
forth.
She
can do the scripture reading.
Right. She don't believe in that. She don't believe in that.
It's pure.
I was witness. That's pure. Put it up there.
Pure blasphemy. Pure blasphemy.
Well,
that's what
they're going to
say.
I think you've been outvoted on this one. They outvoted me a little more, so you gotta take one too. I said, you gotta take an L too. I took an L with
We all taking L's in this round. I took my L. We all gonna take our L's.
Yes. And we gotta go to break real quick. Will, if you're ready, we're gonna get to 6 minutes of rage when we come back. It's a political segment. Naima, I think you're familiar with it. Will's political segment, 6 minutes of rage. We're gonna do that when we come back. If Will's ready.
Brownstone, If You Love Me. Hey, welcome back. This is the Soul Savage Show. Back to you, Q Lynn.
Brownstone. Listen, easy, stupid. I was thinking about putting it last week.
Listen. All right, so this is the deal. I said,
Nikki Surround Sound Gilbert.
I said that Nikki Gilbert can be the whole alto section by herself. But I did not go to Essence this year. But I finally saw the clips of them performing, and Nikki's gonna need a little practice before she do anything. I saw two videos. I saw them do If You Love Me, and I saw Grapevine. If You Love Me sounded horrible. It just sounded horrible. Grapevine sounded okay. I think Nikki's voice is there. Mimi's voice is not there. Nikki just needs to, she's older now. Just change the key a little bit and stop trying to dance and move around so much. Just sing, because Nikki's a singer. Like, I love Nikki's voice. She's a singer, but, right. It was obvious that she just couldn't handle it.
She just went up. She should have stayed down the way the song was.
No, she should have went way down. No,
I saw that video you talking about. She was trying to get it out.
She was crying. She was trying.
I heard my value, Dad. I was like, shit.
But, it's like, Nikki Gilbert. Like, she's one of the greats. And Brownstone was, Maxie's gone. So maybe that affected them. They're sad. I get it. Najee Ron by ladies. I get it. But Nikki can still be in the alto section. She's just not the alto section by herself no more. We're going to need more people with her. Yeah.
Listened to 5 Miles of Empty. I haven't heard a song in forever. It felt like it was like 27 Nikki Gilbert songs. All I heard was her voice.
Yeah. She's Nikki, man. If anybody has ever bought Nikki's debut, the only solo album she's had, Grown Folks Music, I still listen to it. I still love it. It was great music. She sounded great. But what I saw in those videos, I got sad about it, just a little like, oh, man.
Nervous? I think it's because they did a show. On
yeah, that's what I'm hoping it is. They haven't done it. Because I remember when SWV came back and they were doing shows.
When they came out.
Well, Latasha Scott was never rusty. Let's put that out there. The rest of them was rusty. She was ready.
She said, the rent is due. She said, we got to be up point.
Yeah, I and Tamika, they were ready, but it's that damn Candy. Oh, Candy. Candy, come on the show. We need
Candy
to talk.
She was holding down the low notes. She was doing that thing. They were getting through.
Candy just nasally, bless her heart. That's all.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that, but there we go.
Listen, mm-hmm. Look, we got this exclusive raid. It real great.
Hit me on Tito.
Oh, man. This part of the show is going to be edited out, but go ahead and go to six.
You always got to edit stuff out. Nah, leave it in.
Nah, we're going to leave it in. We're not. Will, if you're ready.
Let's go.
Let us raid.
Oh my God. Hey, welcome. This is 6 Minutes of Rage and I am Will. I think I'm going to call this segment the Zombie Chronicles. Or should I call it the Clown Report? Huh? Hey guys, did you know, the Russia hacking is all a hoax and all is great with North Korea? Iran nuclear deal? What is that? Hey, I'm going to get you a better one. All right. There is no racial tension. Let me repeat. There is no racial tension according to the mushroom, all right? Global warming is all made up. And yesterday, you saw that thing or whatever it was in Congress yesterday. They exonerated Trump. Lies, 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 and all lies. We all know it. The man did not exonerate that clown. You already know that. The mushroom came out on the White House lawn before he jumped in a helicopter to do one of his racist rallies and said, it was a victory for me. The man clearly said you obstructed justice. The man also said you lied. Speaking of lies, what is it? Is it almost 10,000 by now? Good gracious. And said if you were not the president, you would be indicted. So you got all of these clowns around you. Six of them are going to jail. Five of them are already in jail. All right. And, oh, I've been exonerated. Impeach or not to impeach. Now, you know, hey, everybody's torn about this. Should you impeach him? Okay. Well, the Democrats, they say, well, 94 said yes, and the rest says no. They need 218 in order to introduce this, all right? But they could start an inquiry. But you already know, once it leaves the House, it goes to the Senate. Gooseneck, that's right, I said it. He's not going to let it hit the Senate floor in the first place. Oh, what a cover-up. Anybody else would be in prison. You know, this kind of equates, or it looks like to me, a little bit like Watergate. No, nothing like Watergate. Watergate was penis compared to this. Nixon, hey, this guy, he was busted because they broke into this doctor's office to get information. They tried to cover it up. There was also something about a $1 million scheme or something like that. And the real hero of Watergate was a black janitor who never got a job after that. Hey, guess what? Nope, he wasn't. He was the security guard. He turned it in, he busted the ring, and he never got a job again. But now, this one, it is 15 to 20, if not 30 times worse than that. Oh my God, we talking money laundering, tax evasion, all right? Also, conspiring with a foreign entity. Oh my God, shaking hands with Kim Jong, and also a lap dog for Vladimir Putin, and who knows what he's doing over in Saudi Arabia. And tied up with a whole bunch of cats that have been involved in sex rings. You heard about Epstein these days, trafficking young girls. Oh, when they got to be 16 or 17, they got too old for him. What does that tell you? Okay, he's in prison. I understand he had an accident today. Hey, you guys hear about that? They said he was injured. I think what happened was he got into the population. They said, oh boy, all right, you want to molest? Hey, see what this feels like. Okay. Oh my goodness, back goodness. I'm upset about that. Oh my goodness. Do you know Mushroom wants to kick 3 million people off of food stamps? Do you know about that? Anybody tell you that this guy right here, he's got having people in cages at the border, people drinking out of the toilet. Now he wants to kick 3 million people off of food stamps. Huh. While he's sitting up there lapping up his, Big Macs. Oh my goodness, you need to put some of the Big Macs down, Jack. But anyway, Mitch McConnell blocks a bill, two election bills for security, right? The Republicans, guess what? They do not want they want Russia to interfere with the election. They know how they won the last one. Contrary to popular belief, I believe that Russia got into those machines. They went that far. They went far enough. They certainly incited riots. Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess they're both people, good people on both sides. Okay. Now, what I am most upset about is the four congresswomen that Trump has been targeting. Now, on a serious note right here, and this is all serious, folks, very serious, all right, he is putting these women's lives in danger, in jeopardy, and nobody's doing anything about it, okay? The death threats are up on them. They are targets. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, people have shot at politicians before and killed and also maimed some of them very horribly. Something needs to be done. Something needs to be done right now. But guess what they do? They have a habit of flipping the switch. Oh, guess what? These four women are the racists. And what, it's not him? It is not him. Okay, then I guess they need to go back to their countries, you know, such as Michigan and New York and places like that, because this cat perfectly, or he doesn't know geography anyway. And that's why he will not show his taxes as well as he will not show his transcript from college. You know why? Because guess what? If he was smart as Obama, you would show your transcripts, wouldn't you? Why would you want to hide your grades? Oh boy, I guess what? Cause your daddy probably bought your way through school. Hey, that's my 6 minutes of rage. Back to you, Q Lynn, E.B. Whitney, and our very special guest.
Listen. Let me tell you, Will takes me out. When he refers to Trump as Mushroom 45, he's saying that to listen to the audience because Stormy Daniels said his thing looked like a mushroom. He takes me out when he said it because of Mushroom 45. He calls Mitch McConnell gooseneck. That takes me out. He just said something about Epstein being in prison. The child molester that's going to prison said he had an accident. Listen, Listen, I usually try to stay quiet through that, but that was he said the same cell with Robert Kelly. That's what happened. Will.
Is
him and him, R. Kelly got the same,
Oh boy.
We rated too.
He had a slight accident in prison, huh? Boy, I look here. Everybody tell you, boy, don't drop the soap.
Oh my God. Will's going all the way on.
Listen,
Naima, you put your guess, you can go first. Will, you have to respond to, his political segment.
I mean, everything he said was on point. The thing with Trump is that there's so much happening at all times that it's just really hard to even decide which thing you want to address. So kudos to you, Will, for even finding 6 minutes worth of things to narrow it down to. Cause it's always something. Oh, but you know what you did miss? Just before we got on the air, he tweeted out about Sweden and, ASAP saying that Sweden needs to give ASAP his freedom. In all caps. And I'm like, motherfucker, you got black people here in America that need their freedom. I don't even understand, like, but you can start, whatever. So Trump tweeting at, hate tweeting Sweden on behalf of black people right now. That's actually what's happening right now.
Isn't that the same ASAP Rocky that said that all lives matter or something like that?
That sure is, which is why I have not really concerned myself with what's going on with him.
Right, I was like, that's a personal problem to me, sir. Good luck.
Extremely personnel. Extremely.
Yeah. Yeah, they say he might get up to 2 years in prison. Is it prison or jail? He might get 2 years.
I will send him thoughts and prayers.
Y'all got EP with me. Y'all got anything to add to the 6 minutes race.
Whitney, you have anything to add?
Not in particular. I mean, because again, but what else do we add? Like every week, it's just nonsense. Mm. Like, what is this? I told y'all we in the Twilight Zone. Like, that makes more sense than anything.
Yep.
I don't even know.
We're
right
definitely
now.
In the Twilight Zone. Oh. Definitely.
Hey, that's why I call this thing the Zombie Chronicles, man. It's like they got zombies running around in the White House and these guys are covering up. It's a whole different breed of people, folks. It's us and them, and I'm telling you right, and you cannot say, hey, we're like these. Look, I'm nothing like these guys. I mean, because they will kill, they will maim, they will hurt, they will steal, they will lie, they will do anything to force their agenda.
Right, exactly. And you know what? You know, crazy
anything.
During that whole hearing, when they were talking to, what's his name, Mueller, when they were talking to him, one of the congressmen, I forgot his name, is a Republican cat, I forgot his name, where he was from. But he's gonna say some of the Democratic leaders were asking him questions, and then one of them just randomly said, "Are y'all doing this because to try to get the president in peace?" No shit, man. Where have you been for the past since March? Who asked that random question during that? That's the whole reason for this thing.
They wanted them to say yes on record as a TV soundbite. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I was just so dumb. I thought that was the dumbest thing. I'm like, what do you think? They just hear, like, they're trying to, I figured out that Nancy Pelosi was doing it. She, from what I heard, when she said that when the Democrat, the House leaders came up, were talking, she said that they're gathering evidence. She said they're still in court now. They've got lawsuits against a couple people, she said, in the White House that are tied to this. And to me, I don't know nothing about, during the Clinton impeachment, I don't know how long a process that was. I don't know how long the impeachment process is, and I feel a whole bunch of people on the internet saying, why isn't he being impeached now? Why is the impeachment hearing? I'm like, I feel like you have to have some kind of evidence to do that. Like, I don't think it's,
cause and he does, what he said, no, he's committed. He's
I feel
committed
like we have it.
Yeah, he's committed plenty. He actually has committed plenty of impeachable offenses. The problem is that you have a house,
Senate.
Senate that won't budge. Right.
That's
you have
right.
a Senate that won't budge.
But she
so
said she wasn't worried about
point.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if we actually, it's one thing to start the impeachment proceedings, but if you actually want to vote to push the impeachment through, then they need to have enough so that the people who've been letting this stuff slide all along won't. But the thing about impeachment is, it's not an end game. Clinton was impeached. He ain't leave office.
Right.
He was exactly. impeached. He was exactly. impeached. He did not leave office. Yep. Nixon resigned before he could be impeached. But Clinton was impeached.
And oh, he never not left office. It's not leaving at all.
Is not the end. Yeah. Yeah.
I think so even after the election, when he loses, because I don't say if he wins.
Oh, he didn't leave. He's not leaving.
He's not leaving.
We got to
get. He's already reenacting authoritarian behavior. So I know he's not going
to
leave.
We're going to have to stage a coup. Everybody get ready now. Watch Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to leave. I 100% believe that. I think when he loses,
but I said that when he got elected, he ain't going to leave.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
he hates his job, but he loves the power.
Well, see, that's why.
As soon as he get out, he gonna go to prison. As soon as he get out the White House, he's going to prison.
He's going to prison. But see, this is the thing about. That's why he's getting his forces together.
That's definitely happening.
He's getting all these racist people, Nazis, and whatever, and he's trying to get the police forces on his side too. So when he refuses, he wants to have some. I think this guy. I'm telling you what. I wouldn't put it past him to even start a coup.
Like Naima said, he loves.
No, I'm saying we're going to have to start a coup.
Right, we're going to start the coup. He loves the power. Yeah. Yep, that's it.
He does.
That's it.
And you're right too. He throws so much stuff on the wall every day, so you look over here, so you don't even see what's really going on over there.
Yeah, that's what one of the House leaders said that with the Supreme Court, he was ordered not to do something, and he's still trying to do it, trying to use executive power. But I'm like, you can't use executive power when the court system already says you can't do that. Like, he thinks he's above the law. So it's like, I think it just made sense to me when she said that, I just didn't feel like, okay, if it happens, okay, what's the next move? How long is the process going to be? Is it like, okay, you start the impeachment, you start that, but is they trying to make it like an either or? Like,
I'm just saying, it's not going to matter. It'll shake them up a little bit because we'll actually be held accountable. But again, like I said, Clinton was impeached. Clinton stayed in office. Clinton stayed with favorable ratings.
But
Pelosi never,
I just want to put that out there from what she said. She never said that they were going to do the impeachment. She just said they're trying to gather stuff from the court to go further. So that,
mm-hmm.
I think people want it to happen now, but I think they're going to do it in a couple of months. She said if they don't cooperate, the people that in the White House that they're trying to subpoena, if they don't cooperate, then that's the next move. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know nothing about the impeachment process. So when people say like, hurry up and do it, I don't know. Like, to me, she never said they're not going forward with the impeachment. Yep. I think that's what people are running with, and I feel like that's not factual, because she said we're going to go ahead with it if they don't cooperate, and we're still going to go ahead, whether or not she gets the Republicans in the Senate that have the majority, whether or not they want to vote for it or not, the impeachment or not, it doesn't matter. I'm just going off of what she said.
Well, she said she wanted him.
It's a long process.
She said she wanted him in jail. That's what
That's what I was saying. Like, I don't know if it's an either or. Like, either you impeach him now or...
Yeah, put him in jail later.
I don't know what the...
No, you can do either, but you can't prosecute the sitting president. So, it's like, he can still be impeached and later go to jail.
Yeah.
You can do both.
But you can't
prosecute the sitting president.
Absolutely. And you know, and that rule is a justice of department rule. It's really not a rule in the Constitution to say you can't impeach a sitting president. There's no rule there. But see, again, that is from the DOJ. Okay. But check it out. It's not a law that says you cannot do it, but they haven't done it. And the Justice Department has set the guidelines for that.
Right. Exactly.
And that's why Mueller was handcuffed, you see, also in doing a job. But he clearly said that, look, after this guy leaves, he can't be indicted and go to jail. He did say that. And he said, and I did not exonerate.
I don't understand. Right. It was like correspondents on I seen on CNN, and I saw some on MSNBC. It was mostly the Republican correspondents were saying, oh, well, I was confused on that. He didn't really give that many answers. Like, no, he's referring to y'all dumbasses that didn't read the 400 pages to refer back to that. Like,
man, they knew.
Pages, of course he's not going to quote himself. Like,
they knew.
That's common sense.
The Republicans knew. Are you kidding me?
The important stuff that he said, okay, was all of this, the obstruction of justice. That was the most important part, because they were lying. What's his name? Barr was lying, and Trump was lying.
That's right.
That he was exonerated. And I'm like, no, it didn't say that. And so that's basically just for stupid people in America that don't know how to reading comprehension is low. That was for y'all. That was a TV thing or whatever. Painting a picture. I know one of them said painting a picture, but it's just like, look, either you're gonna see the truth for what it is, or you're gonna keep covering it up.
They're gonna cover it up.
If you don't understand, and one of them twisted and said that, oh well, Nancy Pelosi's not going to impeach the president because it's gonna look stupid come election time. I'm like, that's not, how did you get that out of what she said? I'm like, I understand how they compute information as, oh, well, she's looking out, she knows that the American people don't want him impeached or something like that. Like, how did you take that information in that? No, what Mueller was getting to was that, listen, he's not playing Democrat or Republican side. He's just saying, these are the facts, this is what it is, and I'm not going to co-sign, because either way, somebody's going to have something, because like Trump went on the news saying, oh, he was bad and all that, saying a bunch of crazy shit, halfway on drugs. What is he on? Is he on pills? Does he pop pills, or is his teeth just loose? Is he be talking like he on stuff? Trump.
I think he's just old.
Hot Cheeto Puff.
I think he's in like the second stage of dementia, and I think
Exactly.
He's not sane. Right. But yeah, he was talking crazy. I knew as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, Mueller got him. I was like, that's what it is. And then once when Nancy Pelosi said that, I'm like, oh yeah, he's definitely getting impeached. But she said that. She said he's going to be impeached. It's just whatever that process is, however long it's going to take. She never refrained from saying that. I knew, I told y'all, didn't I tell y'all 2 weeks ago? I said she's waiting for this Mueller to speak to Congress. I was like, once she does that, then that's going to be her next decision. And she never refrained from saying that she's going to impeach him. People keep saying, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, this didn't mean anything. I'm like, no, she's going to do it. She's playing to everything that I said she was going to do. She's trying to play it like that. But I'm like, like I said before, I don't know how the impeachment process is. So I don't know if it's an immediate thing or if it takes a couple months.
No, it takes some time.
Yeah, and it so takes some time. She said she's going full force with it. So I'm happy about that. That's what I got from it. I don't know what everybody else is listening to, but that's what I got from the hearing.
Yep, absolutely. Anyway, back to you. But one last thing, though.
Yes.
I want her to go through with the investigation so you can lock some more people up. I want them to get Jared Kushner and Mushroom Jr.
Mushroom Jr. Yep. Yo, he looks like an old Billy Goat in the face, his son. Unfortunate looking in the face. He looks like one of the made-up characters from the 90s.
Not a Billy.
Yeah, Baby Shroom.
He looks like one of the villains in Dragon Ball. Like, he looks old in the face.
Oh, wow.
What, Baby Shroom? Baby Shroom.
Yo, fucking son, I don't give a shit. Junior, what do you call him, Mushroom Junior? Fuck him. I put the blaze on him. I roast him all day. That ain't nothing. I'll sit and roast him for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, Junior.
Junior. But
he was
like a few chromosomes short of Jim Carrey. That's what he looked like. He looked like one of those rusty old complications of rap. That's what he looked like. He got old Benjamin Franklin teeth. Yo, I think they're gonna get him. They already got Kushner. I think they gonna get Trump Jr. They gonna get both of them.
Yeah, I would love for him to get Jr. Oh, no question.
Oh, they
about
definitely
it.
Gonna get him. Oh, he's the one that contacted all these people.
That's
they have
right.
All the emails.
Oh my
he's
goodness.
He's definitely going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to go. I don't know if they've subpoenaed him already, but yeah, he's definitely going to prison too.
Yeah, and I tell you what. And your boy Kushner and what that Barbie, his wife.
I don't know her name.
No, it's Ivanka. I call her Barbie.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
Oh, Ivanka. Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Back.
Wait, I almost took my voice out. That got even more add to this segment before we got like 10 minutes left before we could go to the topic again. I mean, to the R&B choir part two. Y'all got what was going on in the news? It was just a whole bunch of stuff I saw about the Nicole Murphy. I haven't been keeping up with anything. I just saw all that on my news feed. And then something that Chris Brown said, something about one of his lyrics, controversy with that. I saw that on Instagram.
I definitely don't pay attention to anything that Chris Brown is doing.
Something, it was related to, it was colorism. That's what they were talking about. He had said something about he only messed with black girls with good hair. And it started like a whole debate on the internet.
I mean,
I did not get why that was the thing that set people off. Like, I didn't like the lyric. I also don't really listen to Chris Brown, and I'm not going to his concerts. But I was like, that's what made y'all mad as a fan?
Right, of everything.
That was it right there? The comment about, he said, it said something like, I only date, excuse the language, bitches with good hair, something like that. It was very specific. Yeah. And I was like, that's why we supposed to be mad.
Everything now I feel is performative. So I feel that a lot of this faux outrage is performative, and they're looking for things to attack someone with, like, oh, you said this out of everything you could say about Chris Brown.
Right.
This is what you chose to latch on to.
Right.
And put in the media. Oh, his lyrics. Come on now.
Yeah, I was
surprised by it. Let's not play that game. I mean, and this is not me defending Chris Brown at all. Trust me. Like, trust me. Y'all know the kind of music I listen to. Chris Brown, he ain't smoking enough Newport, so he love his music. But, I like a gravel pit in the throat. I like if you look at my life, you see what I see. You know, I like that. But,
Chris,
everything. Right. Well, hey, listen, shout out to Richard Pryor. Out of everything you could crucify this man for, bring attention to him for, it is because of those specific lyrics. He has done much, much worse. I mean, the lyrics are, you know, they are messed up. I mean, but it's Chris Brown. What are your standards for him? Like, what are you expecting from Chris Brown?
I'm with you. I know, right? I get it.
Got the cocaine fingernails and everything. It's like, why
are
you listening to him for?
I mean, hey, but I do like that Fontana song. That's hot.
I know. That's one of my favorite songs of his.
I'm so old. That's the last song I heard from him. I know he came out.
I know.
Apparently, this album that got out now is doing good.
So, I was like, I guess it's all right. I ain't listened to this new album. That other one that had
125
songs, I definitely wouldn't listen to that either.
That's why I gave up. Don't give me an album with 125 3-minute songs. Give me an album with like a good 10 to 12, 8 or 9 minute songs and I'm happy.
Yeah. He was definitely on this fourth line when he did that album because it's like he had endless energy because he's like, okay, next one. He kept snorting and going. He's like, keep getting me songs. And we got it on track. Naima, I seen some of your tweets earlier this week. It's two of them I was going to bring up, but you had talked about, no, it's nothing bad. It was just one couple of things. The Eddie Murphy is coming out. I was so excited about that. That's Savvy News. I guess this is a raggedy and Savvy News segment right here, but this, Eddie Murphy, they were talking about that, and then it turned into, you know how the internet do, well, Monique gonna be mad, you know, a bunch of them tweets happened.
Oh my God. Like,
and then the exaggerations of comparing Monique's career to Eddie Murphy. This is the huge reach of the internet so far this year.
It's such a reach. But you know, the internet specializes in false equivalencies. Everybody got a hot take about some shit they don't actually know nothing about.
Exactly.
So what happened is there is conversation that Netflix and Eddie Murphy are in talks to do, for Eddie Murphy to return to stand up. Eddie Murphy hasn't done a stand up special since Delirious, which is 30 years old now.
It's older than me.
Right, and Raw, nigga, you're not under 30, TV.
Right.
And Raw is...
Right, he loves saying that.
I wish you could have seen my face.
Making up shit. He's making up all kinds of shit.
All kinds of stuff. And Raw, to this day, is the number one top grossing comedy special ever.
Number one.
Right now.
Not Bill Cosby, not Paul Mooney, not Richard Pryor. It's Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Pryor's still top five, though. Don't get it wrong. Pryor is number two.
Pryor's still there.
Still number one, right? So, Netflix, the price tag hanging around the discussion is $70 million, right? So, here come, like E.B. said, faux outrage.
Faux outrage.
We can all agree that when Netflix tried to offer Monique $500,000 last year, That was
they were wrong.
Low. And it was
yeah.
They were wrong. And it was $500,000 with like a really crazy exclusivity clause that would have basically jammed her up for like 2 years. However,
Naima, say that. Naima, say that. However, one more time so that people hear you.
However, how of ever, how to the ever.
Mm-hmm.
One young lady was like, Eddie Murphy and Monique have the same career. If Monique had been a man, she would have got the, I was like, ah.
That is the reach.
This is when.
Same. Listen.
This is how I know we was raised differently.
Right. So Jesse tried to be like, oh, actually, no. Monique also had a successful sitcom and won an Oscar. Okay, so see, here's the problem. You're not going to put up a UPN TV show as a subject. You're not going to put up, hey, Mr. Ogilvy, as an argument against a comedic genius. Eddie Murphy is a comedy. He is one of the greatest comics of all time. The man joined the Saturday Night Live cast when he was 18 years old. He is the only cast member to have hosted while he was in the cast. He is the biggest star to come out of that show in the entire history of the show. He did Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop, and one and two, all before he was 25. He did Coming to America when he was 26, Boomerang before he was 30. Like, he was a rock star. He has
a Grammy.
Hollywood.
He has a Golden Globe.
He had the Grammy.
He's an Academy Award nominee.
He's an Academy Award nominee. And you can't put up an Oscar for a dramatic performance to argue comedy either.
Comedy.
Also,
at all.
He is a whole comedy generation ahead of Mo, right? Like, if you want to talk about Monique and patriarchy, there's a conversation to be had, but the people you need to put in that conversation are D.L. Hughley, Steve Harvey, Mike Epps, Cat Williams, and like Eddie Griffin. Those are her contemporaries.
Those are her contemporaries. Yep.
Those are her contemporaries. So if you want to argue like what Monique ain't, and Monique has had the TV show. She's had the late night talk show. But I ain't going to get into all that, but she had them. I'm just going to say
she's done a lot, but you can't compare what Monique has done to what Eddie. That's like comparing your mama to your great-grandma.
I told somebody finally, I was like, this is like y'all arguing, well, somebody only offered Faith Evans X amount of money, but they offered Janet Jackson Y amount of money. This is what y'all are trying to do right now. Like, it's just not the same,
It's not the same at all.
And people are like, well, Eddie Murphy ain't had a lick in however many years, but y'all also have to understand is that,
how many licks did he have?
how much that money probably accumulates for 30 years.
The first 20 years of his career are untouchable, period. For anybody, right?
For anybody, yep.
But when Eddie stepped back and started doing like the Dr. Doolittles and stuff like that, it was on purpose because if those who are old enough to remember, the reason Eddie kind of faded to the back and stopped doing promo and interviews and stuff is because there was a scandal around him picking up a transsexual, like on a
right, exactly, yep.
So he backed up and he started choosing movies that he started doing family films and or movies where he didn't have to do a whole press run. And then even after that blew over and he started becoming visible again, it's still like Eddie Murphy is on, Jerry Seinfeld's latest season of Comedians in Hard and Coffee. And it's a great episode. And it's the longest Eddie interview I've seen in, I think, 20 years.
Yep.
Because he does not do them anymore. But what you get immediately from the interview is that Eddie is so funny. So what people also have to understand about stand-up, is that people have been trying to get Eddie back to the stage forever. Like, he's a draw. This is like the Michael Jackson This Is It tour. Like, he's a draw. And it will probably be the last stand-up special he ever does. So, Netflix is going to cut the check. Monique has a loyal fan base, but Monique also averages venues of less than 1,000 seats, and over her entire touring career, she averages about 1,000. She averages about 1,000 tickets per show, all in. I went on Polestar today and looked at it,
Monique has worked at a couple of the venues I worked at. You can't compare her work.
You cannot compare. You are going to have baby boomers on down clicking on the Netflix. White.
For Eddie Murphy.
Black. Who whatever,
yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
That, and you just can't, you can't put the, now if you want to talk about Eddie Murphy and Whoopi Goldberg, let's do that. Cool. Whoopi Goldberg, who has an EGOT. And
yeah, we could definitely do Eddie and Whoopi.
We could have Eddie
and I never
and
thought about that.
They're, they are contemporaries.
They
are contemporaries, right?
They are, and they're
so,
successful in their own right.
We're not going to talk about Eddie and Monique. We just not. Just because, but we got to stop doing this shit where like, oh, well, it's Netflix, so there's an argument to be made. No, it's not.
No, there's not. But there's also something to be said, I think, for Monique at the current, at this current time. I think Monique has released 3 interviews this week, or like, you know, lengthy interviews with different entities. And she's still on her press tour of, you know, F them. This is what I'm saying.
Right.
And anybody who knows. Exactly. And anybody who has listened to this show knows that I'm in Monique's corner all the way. Like, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, there's a way to do it. And
there's a way to do it.
You're not, it's not even like playing the rules. No, there's, in general, there's a way to do it, which is not the way that you're doing it. And this is why the contract, like, surrounding your name now, there's so much controversy, and it's all negative.
Right.
Oh yeah, I want I want this, you know. Nobody has time for that.
You know what?
Well, it also makes people not even want to go into conversations with her because they're worried that she'll air them out.
Exactly. Because you don't know what after you and Monique could discuss whatever, but you don't know, you know, 1, 2, 10 years down the line, her and Sydney gonna be on YouTube or on somebody's podcast talking about what you did wrong and how you did this and you did that to them. You don't know. At this point, you just don't know. And I think that is what is hurting Monique. And I'm not saying she's wrong, but she doesn't realize it. She doesn't realize that it's detrimental to the career that you do have, because I will never take, listen, I know it was a UPN show, but Monique, you did the Parkers. I know the talk show was on BET, but you did that. Your stand-up,
yeah.
I know it didn't gross as much others.
She actually is the biggest out of the female comedians in her class.
She's the
she
queen.
She actually is the biggest and most visible. Right.
She is.
And that was my other point. It's like, we keep bringing up Monique. Ain't nobody talking about some more out here. Ain't nobody
talking about Adele Gibbons
out here. Like, Monique ain't the only one who was in that crew. You know what I mean?
She
has been the most successful. She's had the most shots.
Yeah.
Been the most visible. So if we're gonna talk about black female comedians, she actually is not the one.
She is. I feel like she is, like her and Cheryl Underwood. I feel like Cheryl went a different path, which I think was a blessing to Cheryl or whatever.
She got that good.
But Monique, if you want to talk about the black female comedians in the game or who have done anything, like Melanie Camacha, you want to talk about? I don't even know, but Monique is the one who is the closest to being a crossover success, because she has had the success on multiple levels that these other women have not. So when you compare her to somebody like Eddie Murphy, who actually has been working since the 70s, and let's just put that out there, Monique has been working since the 90s, I believe, is when she started,
the late
80s.
No.
Was it the late
80s? Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
So the late 80s.
Started with Ricky Smiley and Damon Williams. A bunch of old school.
She broke the circuit in the
90s.
She broke it in
the
90s.
Yeah,
right.
She broke in the
so 90s. So it's like, you can't compare her to someone like Eddie Murphy, who has broken numerous records in the 70s. You know,
right.
He's doing comedy clubs with Jerry Seinfeld. He's working with John Landis. He's doing SNL. Like, you can't compare.
He was only the second black cast member on SNL. Like,
listen, Garrett Morris and Eddie Murphy. So you gotta be. I think like I was saying earlier, it's so outrageous.
I think you can capitalize off of this now. Like because the way people keep mentioning her name, anytime somebody gets a Netflix comedy special, she can actually capitalize off this. And because every interview she does gets over like 2 million views.
No, her interviews they get
views. All those I feel like all this press that she's getting now that she's talking about it, like, she can absolutely, like, Netflix should have came back and offered her triple whatever they asked, like maybe like.
They're not,
because well, they weren't going to because of the way that she handled it. She handled it.
No, no, no. I mean, that can still happen now. If that's in place.
No, but they're also not going to do it because all these people talking about her ain't going to take care of their ass over the Netflix to watch.
Exactly.
I think people think they're going to talk. They think that she's going to talk about all the people she's talking about in the interviews, like Oprah, Lee Daniels, all that. People are going to anticipate that. If they feel like if she's talking about now, they feel like, oh, she's going to get to them on that.
I don't think
that's,
so.
I feel like that's going to translate over.
But she's doing that on YouTube. So why would I pay for you? Why would I pay for to see it on Netflix when I can go to YouTube to see it?
I feel like
Monique she missed her chance at that by the way that she went about everything when it first broke.
If Netflix doesn't give you the right thing, first go secure your bag somewhere else before you try.
Listen,
that's my thing. That's what Wanda Sykes came back to and said, was like, sis, they tried to get me too, so I went on over to Showtime, whoever the hell Wanda went to.
Right, and instead of listening to Wanda, she retweeted Wanda.
Right.
Like, why?
Right.
She said, Wanda told me this.
So she got her money. Like,
exactly.
Wanda was like, let me get this check, and then I'll say what happened, and that's where Monique fucked up. Because that's the problem, right? Like, nobody wants to enter. Like, there's a such thing.
She probably ain't got a material anywhere unless she does it at this Vegas residency.
No, she's not.
I was like, they usually do small clubs and work their material before they do a comedy special, like get an hour material. I don't think she has an hour. I think she just starts doing hour material in Vegas. Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Monique?
Monique.
On the road.
I don't think she has an hour comedy special material. Now she just started doing hour, cause I went to one of her shows she had in San Jose, last year, and it was about maybe 30, 40 minutes. It wasn't that long. And she sounded like she was just working out stuff. So I don't think she has, like, what I'm saying is like an hour material to do a comedy special. I'm like, maybe the Vegas residency, she has like a whole hour show. Now, like, she's just been doing 30 minute spots at little, like, clubs.
Eddie don't have an hour. I promise you, Eddie don't have 15 minutes right now. Like,
exactly.
He ain't been living life.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Even if this Netflix deal happens, we not getting that special until, like, 2021. You know what I mean? Because he's
That's why I think Monique, I said she might be trying to mix our material from this Vegas residency she's doing. That's what I'm thinking. Cause she's doing an hour set and maybe she's gonna, cause I've been hearing stuff about what she's saying. I mean, people that have been to her show, cause it's I forgot what hotel in Vegas, but she's been doing that. I don't think she has an hour comedy special material yet. I don't think.
I feel like her husband is not to capitalize off of this whole first thing.
I feel like he'd be foolish not to like capitalize in some way off of it. Cause it's like a gold mine with all the press and stuff like that. I'm saying get the people like engaged with it while they still talking about it. Cause every 5 minutes they keep, like I said, every time somebody got a Netflix special, they bring like, oh, Monique gonna be mad. Like people keep bringing it up. So I'm like, just find some way to capitalize off of it. That's what I've been thinking.
I think Monique book some more shit like the Adidas campaign with Childish Gambino. I actually remember why we like her in the first fucking.
Yep,
or
I think Monique
was hilarious.
Not Monique herself. Well, yeah, Monique herself, but also Monique's team, they get in the way of her success. Like, there have been moments that she could have capitalized on. Like, Sydney. I saw after she did Precious and she won the award and, you know, she was quote unquote blackballed and she wasn't working. Like, in my mind, the thing to do would have been to go after more dramatic roles because obviously you were good in one. You can do another, and she did. But they weren't major.
She was good in Bessie. She's good in that.
Yes,
I love
in Bessie.
That.
Yes,
she's real good.
But they were like she. I think she has to at some point acknowledge that I love my husband. He's great. We have a whatever, but he can't work for me. He can't be in charge of what I'm doing, and I can't let my anger or what has happened dictate what will happen, because I think that's what's happening with Monique, and I love her so much. It's crazy I love Monique so much. But I recognize, like, I watch every little YouTube interview that has come up with her crying and talking about Whoopi and Oprah and Tyler Perry and the industry, and I get that, but now that will be your legacy, is that that's
right.
What you did. People will not remember that you were this amazing stand-up comedian. I'm sorry. People won't remember
right.
that you had the Parkers, or that you had Fat Girls, or that you had the Monique Show on BET. People won't remember your work on Precious and how you won this Academy Award. They'll remember the controversy surrounding your win, but they won't remember, like, oh, yeah, that was a good role. Like, you did that. I mean,
right.
it's not my favorite movie, but I think Monique just got to realize that I love her and I love Sydney. I don't know if I love Sydney. I don't love
you
Sydney.
You don't love Sydney.
No, I don't. He's
you don't
not
have
my
to
type.
Pretend.
But, you know, you know my type.
I want to insert something like right here. But.
I'm just being real. He's not my type. But I think she needs to just.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes, listen. Listen, when your name is Mary and you married to Kendu and you got Kendu managing you and Kendu fucking up, you gotta tell Kendu goodbye. You gotta finally get the strength and you gotta move on and do what's best for you. And Monique hasn't gotten to that point yet.
She has,
and I want her to.
She thinks that's the only person who has her back.
She does. She
thinks
that's the only. And it's her family relationship that does that. It's her family relationship that she's so scarred from that she thinks that this man is the only one who loves you. He's the only one who cares about what happens to you. He has your best interest at heart. And that's not always the case.
Right.
But,
and he probably,
I mean,
he does in his own way. It's just that his way might be the way. I mean, the thing that really upsets
yeah.
me about all of that, like, I love Monique as a talent, right? But
mm-hmm.
watching how Monique is moving business-wise as a person, like, I started hearing
say
these
it.
Rumblings with the BET show. Like,
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes, it was really
yep.
tense.
Yep.
The everything with the show was really, really tense.
Yep.
And the thing that people love about Monique is that she seems like your good girlfriend that you can, like, kiki and ha-ha and chitter-chatter with. And I'm not saying that to say that when shit is real, she shouldn't get real. But,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not calling her a bitter black woman or the angry black woman. I'm not playing into
mm-hmm.
that trope. But if all
right.
you are talking about is throwing daggers at people, if that's it, like that's it, like that's it, it's going to be harder to embrace the part of you we love as a comic, right? Like, because you were, like, you seemed joyful and fun, and, like, Monique was a party. Like, oh, it's Mo, it's
yeah.
got to be a
and
party.
And we're seeing
Monique
that play out now.
Yeah,
it's playing out now. Like, Monique
now.
Is still working.
Yeah.
Monique is still doing stand-up. She's touring. But we don't see or hear that. All we hear is, Monique
right.
said this about Tyler Perry. Monique said this about Oprah.
Exactly.
Monique said this about Whoopi. Like, we're not hearing or seeing, and that's your team, Monique, because your publicity
right.
team is not on their job. Like, we're not seeing, oh, on your Instagram, we're not seeing, oh, Monique killed this weekend. So I have a good friend who
right.
is also a good friend with Monique. He's also a stand-up comedian. And he defends Monique to the end, and I love it. But at the same time, I'm just like, but we're not seeing that. Like, you're telling us that, but Monique is not promoting herself as that at this point. Because she has
right.
given in to this whatever reality that we're living in that, oh, yeah, you know, they did her wrong, and that's all that she has to talk about for the next 20 years. Instead
right, anti.
Yeah, instead of being hurt, like, I'm sorry, Monique, your personality is larger than life. Like, in my, and this
right.
is, and I realize this is a little bit of projection, but in my mind, you are the woman that can take on anything. They could have done anything to you. You could have turned it into a special. You could have made your coin and you could have moved on. Or you could have been like,
right.
okay, I see what y'all did. Let me sit back a little bit. If I sit back, I'm either writing, I'm planning, I'm doing something. But when I come back, yeah, I can mention you and what you've done in an interview, but that won't be the focus of everything that I'm doing.
Right.
Because we don't know what you're doing, Monique. You're not promoting the things that you're doing outside of the controversy. And I think that is what will end up being, like, her legacy at this point. Like, yeah, Monique's
agreed.
Set up a black woman,
that.
But
I don't know about that.
I mean, she's like coming up on that.
That's what we're talking about
then, right? Because if she really is out here doing all of these other things that I'm completely oblivious to, I didn't even realize she was doing shows at all, period.
Exactly.
All I hear about is everything else. Yep. So if she really is doing all of this, then that means Monique really is over here trying to get something ready. So that means at some point when you really are trying to like go get yours, either you're going to have to start letting people go, or you're going to have to decide that you still want to go after people. But right now, at some point, she won't be able to do both. And that will be on her to make that decision. So it's no longer at that point going to be about, is it Sydney? Is it her team? Any of that. It's going to be, is it you, Monique? Is it you holding yourself back? Because we are all obviously paying attention. Like, you have people literally watching you. We're all tuning in. So this is all Monique. Like, that's how I see that. Like, I would love to see her come back. I still watch the Parkers. Like, I make DJ watch it. Like, you know, I'd be like, look at Bill. Like, she was so funny. Like, that stuff is funny to me right now. Like, there are very relevant things that she talked about then, and she had a very unique way to make you look at things. Like, she shared a different perspective, even stuff about like size shaming. Monique was talking about that stuff way back then before it was a big trend. So like, that person is still there. She still has that power. She still has that voice. But, you know, sometimes it takes you pretty much losing everything and you being at the bottom for you to be like, dang, okay, is this how I want to go out? So like, only she can determine that. Like, this is up to her.
Right. Like Naima said, like, that's what we're talking about now. Like, we're not talking about her stand-up or her show last week in Dallas or her show last week in New York or Vegas or San Francisco. We're talking about, Monique's still on her,
Tell me about that.
I think that we're saying, she needs to
make sense. Say that, though, just because some people ask her questions about it, like, she keep bringing it up.
Well, no,
when she come on the show, I'm going to talk about it. I wasn't even supposed to say that.
I'm trying to get her on,
and I'm going to ask her about it.
But this is what it is, though. It's not that, because there's a way to do that where you can ask questions about what's going on and how you feel about this, but you can move on and still promote everything else that you have going on. She does not do that, and the interviewers don't ask her that. And I've noticed that, because that's all that people care about at this point. Because this sounds bad. People have stopped caring about Monique as a comedian, as an actress. They stopped caring about everything. But yes, sis, you was a black woman that was blackballed in Hollywood, and I don't want that to be her legacy, because Monique is so much better than that. And even though, those things may be true, she may have been blackballed, she may have had issues with whoever, Tyler Perry, Uma Thurman, Mary J. Blige, I don't know, Stoney Jackson, you know, anybody you can think of, but I'm just saying. Y'all know I love Stoney Jackson. Listen, 227, I still watch, but listen. But I feel like Monique needs to, I'm going to be honest with you, Monique, listen, if you're listening to me, Monique, hire me, because I will sing to you off key. I will cook you an amazing meal. I will drink all your whiskey, but I will have you in the news looking so good. And I'll work out with you when you're doing them dances for 30 minutes, because I'm not doing more than that.
Don't drink all her whiskey.
I think this is the first time to go to break. I think we'll go to break real quick, because we're a little bit over.
Oh, my bad.
No, we're good.
All right, let's go to break
real quick.
Will, let's play that Janet Jackson. Roll that beautiful piece for you.
Larry, we'll be back, y'all.
Turn down love like it's really bad. Yeah. Oh, you it was a never hand. Well, bless your soul, you're gonna pull a beautiful. I'm no true friend, so how do you know? You can't pretend there's nothing there. Yeah. Girl, I love you, your eyes to see you there. So what nice now, try to run it out. Yeah. Oh, my God, if you never try. Better. You want my love? Well, I'm better.
D'Angelo, Can't Hide Love, and welcome back. This is the Soul Savage Show. Q-Lin, E.B., Whitney, and special guest Naima. Hey, welcome back, guys.
Damn. I love, shout out to Birdie White. It's his birthday today. That's why I played that by Lucy as those versions of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, it's great. My favorite. I love everybody. D'Angelo called me. Let's be real. D'Angelo, listen, I'm from the South as well. I'm not Baptist, but I'm AME. That's okay.
You know, I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Oh, no, I have. D'Angelo, listen.
Yeah, this is your sixth time.
I look like Angie Stone. We have the same beard.
Ah!
We have the same personality.
Let me not say that. I was about to go to the nostrils, but I'm not
going to
do that. Y'all have to say
that. We both from the same city, me and Angie. I met Angie when I was a kid multiple times. Listen, Angela Laverne Brown is...
still fantasize Angie Stone.
You know what? No, he doesn't anymore. I think I'm more his type now, but whatever. By the way, this conversation is brought to you by Espolon Tequila, guys. Espolon Tequila.
Oh my God! I'm still scared to drink whiskey. You back on the liquor now?
I'm scared to drink whiskey again. I'm scared to drink whiskey. I'm scared to drink brown stuff.
Scared to drink brown stuff.
After that last listen, Whitney
was gone on that show. He was backing up.
Whitney.
One of the little things they acting up with a K. They said he's acting up.
Whitney.
Oh, that's what that was from?
Yeah, he was acting up
right.
That whole show. He was making all kind of crazy jokes that show you was going.
Oh, I was, and I apologize to everybody, almost everybody.
I haven't read the emails, because I know we got a whole bunch for that show,
because
offended too many people, I think, on that one, but yeah.
No celebrities, though. I'm not messing up our bag, but.
But Lord Jesus. I don't know about this Monique thing.
No, Monique can come on. I want to have Monique, come to Brooklyn. I would like to take you to lunch or dinner. I'll buy whatever you want. Just you, not Sydney.
Are you going to eat raw food? You eating vegan food? She eating vegan friendly food now.
Oh, no, I'll do that. No, that's not a problem. That ain't no problem.
You got to eat cashew cheese and stuff like that.
That ain't no problem. Monique, if you want to eat Sydney, we might can do that too. I'm just saying.
Okay, R&B choir. This is. I'm talking about the cartoon R&B choir. That's what we're going to transition to.
I'm not trying to get sued on this show.
Y'all nasty.
These nasty women. Y'all got me on here with these nasty.
Wow. So you see how he just threw that on us?
I mean, listen. You got Q in one corner. Julian is an eligible fiance out here. You got Whitney over here. We don't know what's going on with Whitney. Whitney was sleeping with me. She was with her man. We don't know. And then Naima is uptown. We don't know what's going on with Naima. Let me tell you something. I am trying to save the souls of these women on this show tonight.
Wow.
Janet Jackson is not here. But
we got Nicole Murphy
song. Wait a minute.
We got Nicole Murphy out here.
Naima is uptown, and we don't know what's going on with Naima. And that is one thing I've always liked about Naima, is that we don't know what's going on. And I've met Naima, but we don't know what's going on with Naima. And I appreciate it, but I'm just saying.
Y'all, I am 43. I'm literally an auntie. I don't be out here with the shenanigans. I'm tired.
She don't. And you know what? She don't. And I will say, as somebody who's been on Twitter since years old, I will say I've met a lot of people, and I've become friends with very influential people, and I've, you know, all this other stuff. I'm not going to say all the dirt that I've done. But I will say Naima has always been about her business, and I appreciate it. And I don't want her. No, I'm just serious. I'm serious now. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, once you become Twitter elite, it's easy to get caught up in the ways of the world.
They done tried on Lipstick Alley, all that. Here's the thing about me.
Mm.
I am easily searchable. It's easy to find out any and everything about me. Ain't no scandals. Ain't no bullshit.
Nope.
I've been in the game a thousand years. There is no dirt to be found. And that's not saying I'm approved or better than or it's. Who you get on Twitter is exactly who I am on Twitter, like legit.
I will say, as somebody who's met her, the first time I met her, she had a birthday party, and I went to it. It was a karaoke party, and I met her, and I was like, this is the same person from Twitter. Like, she didn't put on any airs. She was just like the same person on the timeline. I was like, you know what? I like this. I can rock with it because I met enough who were not and doing different things. I'm not going to put nobody on blast. But Naima has been that. I will say, which is crazy, I haven't met Q-Lin in person yet, but I know that Q-Lin is that because Q-Lin and I talk off of the show,
right.
And Whitney and I talk off of the show, so I know that they are those kind of people. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm on that bullshit. Like, you never know what you're going to do when you meet me.
Damn right.
I'm going to be real with everybody.
So
listen.
Right.
Listen.
All one
Twitter still got suspended. It's okay. But listen, we all, the women on this show right now, these are real women. These are, like, what you hear not see, but what you hear right now is what you get.
Thank you,
E.B.,
for that.
Appreciate it.
For that
deep-rated
ass love moment.
That took so much. Ooh, Jesus.
I know, I feel like sobriety kind of came through a little bit.
It did, but
I was
like,
just the influence. But I'll take the compliment. I'll take it.
Right, exactly. Let's get to this choir.
This choir. Man, listen, shout out to Eddie Murphy. Man, I wanted to not even mention it, but I'm definitely one of the ones that's anticipating it because he's one of my favorites. I feel like he's just effortlessly funny. And one thing he said one time when they were giving him a tribute on that network don't exist anymore. What was the one? I forgot when that tribute is, I forgot the network. It used to be Spike. That's what it is. Spike TV when it was still network. They did a tribute there. And they had Stevie Wonder come out and do Superstition. And he went up on stage doing his SNL thing he did when he said impersonate Stevie Wonder. And he told, he wanted to sit down. So he was like, you taking up the whole seat, nigga. To this day, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard Eddie Murphy say. He's like, I couldn't believe he told Stevie Wonder that. He's like, you taking up the whole seat, nigga. he's like, you don't know the problem, fool.
He can do that.
I was crying. That was funny. But yeah. Shout out to Monique. Listen, I'm pulling for Monique, okay? You ain't gonna hear me say nothing bad. If she wanna do all that, I'm good.
I feel like from this show so far, all four of us are pulling for Monique. But
right.
I know I'm not gonna put nobody else in this category but me. I know I just want better for her and I want her to realize that she deserves better.
Awesome.
But everybody on this call is pulling for Monique. Everybody wants Monique to be the best that she can be. They want her to break barriers. They want her to realize that, like Naima said earlier, you can compare comics day in and day out, but out of all of her contemporaries, that's who you should compare her to, but the right. women contemporaries that she has, she is in the forefront of all of that.
Yeah, you know how the internet is. These are the same people arguing about Jamie Foxx and Childish Gambino. I was like, okay. Time to log out and hit Twitter for today.
I don't know about that. What? Right. Jamie Foxx and Childish Gambino, what?
Yeah, they were doing the whole thing.
And I don't, yeah, people are saying that, Donald Glover is more talented than Jamie Foxx.
Who said this? Who said this?
There's a faceless account that said it.
Children said it.
People born after 99.
Wait, I'm sorry. They said that Donald Glover.
Even I wasn't paying it no mind. I was like, they got time to play. I was like, I ain't playing with
I've been busy for the past few days. Y'all left me out on the internet.
I just randomly saw it and just skipped past it. I was like, nah, I ain't going to engage with this. This is stupid.
But in what ways? Like, what? Jamie Foxx?
It don't even matter. Yeah,
I don't even like Jamie like that, but I recognize greatness when I see it.
No, I'm not even a Jamie fan, and I had to pull up a seat. Like, hold on.
And we're in the same place right now. We're in the same building. See, this is what I love.
I just saw a message. We definitely got to do this. Before we get into the part two this is just singers that I feel have great harmonies in their songs and can, like, you know, be in the choir. This one is based on, like, great harmonies. We definitely got to do the non-living list.
The non-living list.
What time is this show supposed to be over? Because we're
supposed to be over in 30 minutes. Yes, it's going to be over with in 20 minutes because I got somewhere to be. We got to cut this
real
short.
Don't make it.
Right. No. Right. 20. We got 20 minutes to do this. But I was going to.
So we're talking about the people who have passed. So you got to have Whitney.
Yes.
Natalie Cole, I'm scared because I don't want to name nobody that's still living because I know, y'all know me. You gotta have Luther, and people might not agree with this. Bobby, you gotta have Rick James. I'm sorry.
He's on my list.
I have Rick James.
Absolutely.
You gotta have Prince there. James Ingram.
Prince ain't gonna cooperate with a choir.
No, he's not. He's gonna do what he wants to do.
James Ingram needs to be lead, though. James Ingram needs to be lead. His voice is too
David heavy. Ruffin.
Exactly. Dave Ruffin, you gotta
David
have a
Ruffin gotta be lead.
You gotta have
Gerald. You gotta have Gerald.
That's a good experience for me. Vesta is singing everything. Actually,
Best in Believe. Best in Believe. You gotta have Tony Thompson.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
Tony Thompson is passed.
Where he been going?
What?
You know this
then.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. I thought that was Tony Terry. We're good.
Tony Terry.
Oh, but
man,
you do need to have Tony Terry.
You gotta have Tony Terry on there.
But you need to be in the living
choir. I got scared. No, Tony Terry. Donny Hathaway. We have to have Donny Hathaway.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I don't know, Naima, if you were
he's
there.
He's lead right? And he's on the Hammond. Donny Hathaway is singing lead from the Hammond.
Last night at the Lincoln Center, Layla sang the music of Donny Hathaway.
And I'm so excited about it, and
listen,
I missed it, and I was so upset.
Listen,
I've never done that.
And friends of this, like, people who listen to the show know, I am friends with, I like to call her one of the greatest rappers of our time, Jean Grey. And we've had this conversation about, people who sound like their parents. Or singers.
Sounds just like daddy.
Yeah.
Oh my, she does.
It's crazy. Like, listening last night when she sang, there were a couple songs she sang, but the one that got me was honestly The Closer I Get to You. And I was like, wow, like, you have his voice. You have his whole voice. You have every inflection, every ad lib. Like, you have his voice. So I want to shout out Layla Hathaway. You, Layla Hathaway, for...
Put Layla on the living list.
Right, put Layla on the living list.
No,
she's on the living list. On the deceased list, oh, man. Who?
Homeboy from Intro. The lead
Kenny Green. Kenny Green. Kenny Green.
Yeah,
he's singing everything. Well, not everything, but he's singing as much as he can. I think
and Dino from H-Town, while we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Dino Gordon?
My crush. You said, you know Dino, I said, Dino Dingo.
Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long.
I thought he was so fine. I was like 10 years old. I was like, I should be.
Me too.
I'm
joking, Daddy. I know my dad's listening tonight. Daddy, I didn't think he was fine. I did.
Yo, we gotta do the living list now before we run out of time.
All right, living.
Listen, they can't lead a choir, but you can put them Escape Girls in the harmony section because they
all
need
of
a harmony
yep.
for you.
Right.
Yep. All of them.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
So SWB,
as well.
They can give you a good clapboard church harmony. Yes.
And I forgot to name Rochelle Farrell last week and lead vocals, Letticy, Eric Benet. Brian
McKnight. Oh, Leslie, 100%.
Angie Stone, and then Evie mentioned Tony Terry. I forgot to add his name in there.
But
yeah, Tony Terry.
I feel like.
Oh, and so if you're putting Brian in the solo, put Brian's brother, Take Six, in the harmonizers.
Yeah.
Don't
want
to add
Genuine
to the list.
For harmonizers?
In harmonizing, or?
Both. It don't matter.
Is Soleil gonna be there? Soleil's not there then.
They ain't even married no more.
I mean, okay, look, this is what I feel like. I feel like Genuine.
What's his name? Griff?
Who?
Professor Griff?
He's married to Professor Griff.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Professor Griff is. Y'all know I'm only 21.
He's from Public Enemy. Don't worry about it.
Public Enemy. You know.
Oh, I don't even know. It's the middle of the day. Listen.
What song is Soleil
Where
being
Deborah
tonight?
Cox going?
It's slipping my mind. We going to
No, Deborah Cox. I said Deborah Cox last week. She's
said
the lead vocal. Because that's the closest that we have to Whitney at this point. Like,
where's the vote going? All of them going on lead, right? And in harmony?
They going in harmony.
No, they can go in harmony.
I feel like...
He's pretty iffy about Dawn.
I'm iffy. Like, y'all know I have a personal thing against Dawn. But I feel like Maxine could be lead. I feel like Terry might be lead, depending on the song.
Yeah, she can sing.
But I feel like everybody else belongs in the choir.
Where's Raphael and Dwayne Wiggins going?
Well, Raphael.
Yeah,
he can go wherever he want to go.
He do harmony.
But
he does
he could do the harmonies. Rafael.
But when did the thing leave?
Somebody take the tequila from EB. Somebody take, where
nope, listen, thank you, Espelon.
Who's that?
Dwayne needs a thing right now.
No, Dwayne definitely lead. I feel like if we're talking about groups from the 90s, I feel like Boyz II Men can be background,
oh, yeah,
but Wanye has to be a lead vocalist with all them runs. Like,
Wanye has to be, well, Wanye ain't going to accept not being a lead vocalist, but Nate needs to be a lead vocalist, too.
Yeah.
Nate can be second lead vocal.
Yep, he can be whatever he wants to. Listen.
Listen, the hard thing about picking groups from the 90s is that about 2.5 of them sung in a group. And so I can't wonder who to add on there. Like, Drew Hill. Like, okay, we got Fisco.
The light skinned twins. Woody, oh, wait, okay, sorry.
What did Woody sing? Was it what's his name? Nokia Phone? What's the dude's name?
Nokia phone. Whatever he wants. Two of them.
I don't know what he sound like in the group. What is he, a bass? Is he a low?
I don't know. One jacket ass, only the light skin. With jacket ass, only the light skin twin thing.
Brandon and Braylon or whatever.
Yep, she's right. They are the ones who sing because they were the vocalists. They were like the singers.
That's what I'm saying. I can't count half of these groups because it's only about two. It's about six members and only two of them sang. It's like, how can you pick?
Y'all can call the Haley brothers on lead. The Haley brothers can lead.
And I said that last week. KC and JoJo have to be on lead vocals in their prime. In their prime. Let me make that clear. In their prime.
Yo, everybody going to hell. They keep retweeting them singing all the time during the morning show. I'm asleep.
You're slipping away from me. Listen, but
he was in the crowd at a concert and he was on the bodyguard's shoulders. He was singing Bobby Fuller.
He's
like, if you think
through.
You're lonely now, give me some of that. He's asking for chicken.
It just reminded me, Q-Lynn might disagree with me.
That shit was funny.
Q-Lynn, you might disagree with me. But Mary Jane Blige, I feel like Mary...
Yeah, I was about to add it to Harmony. Yeah, to the
choir.
You know what? Not for nothing. If we talk about a certain kind of black church, Mary could sing lead.
No, she could sing lead.
She was singing on Jamie Foxx show. That song she did on there, the part on that song was lit.
Wow, I'm a Mary stan. I remember
just killing it. I am too, because I remember that. That was my favorite. I was like, yeah, she's killing the song. Faith Evans, definitely.
Faith is writing, she's directing, she's lead, and she's in the choir. Faith can do it all.
Kelly Price.
Faith and Kelly are
in
the same.
Faith is the choir director.
Yeah, I mean.
Tweet is on lead and harmony. Listen, I ain't arguing with nobody.
She's in a soprano section.
She's everywhere.
And she is.
She can do soprano, alto, and tenor. She doing all that. Because her harmonies is crazy.
Okay, so this is the hard thing. What men who are living would you put in the choir as opposed to on lead vocals?
That's a good question because I wouldn't put him on lead. I would put him on harmony because he can harmony.
Tang needs to be lead.
He do too many runs. I don't like all the runs.
But the people who do runs have to be lead or they're distracting. That's the whole
thing. Right. They can't.
No, he can do harmony.
You can't.
No, I play people
who
can sing background
for
Jamie.
He
used to do background for Jamie. He can sing.
No, he didn't do background for Jamie. He wrote
Jamie's
songs. Jamie did background for him. Sang the song and Jamie sang over him. Not that Jamie can't sing, but be clear. Jamie's album is a Tank album. Let's be honest.
No. Let me clarify what I'm saying. When Tank had took a break from the industry, he was doing background vocals on tour with Jamie because it was him, Lonnie
But if you in the choir,
I'm saying
But
no,
okay.
I wasn't discounting.
Tank probably also vocally arranged those songs.
I won't put him in lead vocals, but he could be in the choir.
I kind of want to, but I'm reluctant to do so.
Why reluctant?
Because, listen.
Sometimes Archie can go there and sometimes he can't. He's not consistent.
And this is why, You never know what you're going to get. Life is like a box of chocolates, so it's Usher's voice. You never know what you're going to get.
What are we going to do with Johnny? What are we going to do with
Johnny? I told you he can be in the choir, but we got to wipe all the mics off. He can't have a real microphone.
He got to have a shirt microphone. He is also called. You got to let him just go and let the people get the spirit.
You just got to let the organ play. You got to let the organ follow him.
Because Twinkie's on the organ, so you just got to let Twinkie go.
And just follow him.
Hmm.
Where are we putting Jennifer? Is she in the front row?
I thought she was lead.
No, I'm not talking about harmony. Is she just going to be lead or is she going to be in the group? I feel like she's going to be hollering over everybody.
She's just got to be lead. I mean,
give her the lead as the choir is coming to take the stand. Let her have that. Because while people are still mingling, you still don't hear us. So just let that would be her phone.
I did not diminish her, but
y'all saying she's too loud. I'm trying to find a place
as they are processing down the aisle. Jennifer, I'm with you.
She gonna get everybody hype.
Marching on the Zion.
Okay, what about? Let me see. Oh, we're talking about men. Never mind. None of these little boys
can sing. We talking about anybody.
What are we going to do with young Kimberly Pate, with young K. Michelle, and Keisha?
He got a whole video messing up his eye on Cyril, so now.
Wait, who?
Keisha Cole. She got a whole video. That's the first YouTube video.
Please text me that. I don't believe you.
That was the first viral YouTube video that Keisha Cole singing His Eye on Sparrow. That's the first internet video I remember.
Keisha Cole, Q-Lin doesn't want here, but K. Michelle, I don't want here. So we have to compromise. And both of them have to be put in the choir at some point. In the tenor
section. It's crazy, too, because she played the piano and she'd be off key.
They had to have tenors.
Listen, very special. Let me tell you something.
I
need to listen to more. And this is me being honest. I've never listened to a K. Michelle song, so I don't know her range. I don't know what's going on.
I just assume she's comfortable through Keisha.
Like, y'all the same.
She wasn't fighting everybody in the choir and stuff like that. We don't need that kind of negativity.
Okay, move on. All right, I have another question. Since we were talking about guys, how do we split up 112?
Well, Slim will be first
and,
tenor.
Dan and Q, they
leave vocals all day.
Yes.
They can leave something else if they want to, too. But, amen,
hallelujah.
If Mike is the one, I don't know what to do with Mike. Mike is the one I don't know what to do with.
Let me not put that out there. Never mind, go ahead. I need to know what's going on.
For the listeners that don't know, I went through a breakup this week, so, you know.
You went through a breakup? What?
I went through a breakup this week, so I'm on the prowl.
You gotta have your city boy summer going on. Or what is it called?
City boy popping. Listen, I'm 21 and I'm eligible.
What are we talking about, Alicia Keys?
All right,
I'm not putting Alicia on lead vocals, but I definitely put her on.
Alicia can play the piano. Yeah.
No, you can play the piano. As long as you stay in that alto range.
No,
I told you,
no.
She's an alto with soprano ambition.
They know soprano. Alicia is a goddamn, Alicia is an alto.
That's what I said. I said she's an alto with soprano ambition. She want to reach
the
mama.
No, she's still here with soprano ambition. Yeah, she's an alto.
She wants to be a soprano, but she ain't no soprano. She is an alto.
I feel like Alicia should just be the accompanist. She should
No, I think her. Have you heard the thing with Angie Stone and Jamie Foxx? She can harmonize. She can hold down the alto.
She can do it from the piano. She can do it from the piano.
I think she ain't got lead vocals. She ain't gonna be lead vocals, but she could be in the choir.
No,
we
don't want
her
vocals at all.
She will sing on the piano.
With nobody.
Oh, the piano. Oh, see, there you see, Shay. That was giving her a leg.
There will be a mic on the piano.
Give her and Jennifer the same mic.
Hold on, this is debatable.
You're trying to make Jennifer share a mic.
Listen, Jennifer.
Wait a minute, he's a pop record. Should she be in the choir or should she be in the choir? Alicia Keys. You the
top
two. Stop fighting for this. I'm okay with Alicia in the choir.
I don't have an issue with her in the choir.
I think she can sing. There's a mic on the piano.
On the piano.
So
I accept that. Alicia Keys is not in the choir, but she's on the piano playing. And she can sing sometimes.
Yeah.
And harmonize. Okay, that works. Okay.
There we go.
We already said D'Angelo because he has the fire gospel harmony. This is my question.
Did we decide where Tamia is going? Is she leading or
lead vocal? She's both.
Okay.
Both.
I just want to make sure.
Both. With
I need to.
Like, I get that in terms of her talent, she can be lead. But does she have the spirit?
I think hear her sing BB and CC Wanna Come. Listen, she got spirit all over.
Oh, yes, she did sing tomorrow. Okay.
She just did a tribute to them. She killed it. So,
talking about our good light skin sopranos, what about Shantae Moore?
We did say last week that we need Shantae.
I said she's going to be in the choir, but we need the whistle notes to stay at home. That's
Shantae
what I said.
Can sing.
She can be in the choir. I just want the whistle notes to stay.
She's
going to be in the choir, but I want the whistle notes to leave.
Shantae has a legit whistle note. Speaking of whistle notes, we all forgot to put Lisa Fisher up in that.
That's amazing. She's on my list. Lisa Fisher. We mentioned her last week on lead vocals. Yeah, Lisa Fisher. Martha Wash. She's going to be lead vocal and in the choir.
Martha, Marsha for Women's Day. Okay.
Absolutely. You know what? Marsha's going to be singing everything, but we're just going to say everybody else sang it, and she'll never get the credit, which is basically in line with her career.
Man, you stupid.
We're going to let Shantae Savage sing.
You're stupid.
I'm just being
Marsha is about to be the singer. Marsha's going to be the singer that takes the mic off the stand as soon as the choir starts clapping and walks to the front so that she can
just
out. Like, Marsha's about to kill it.
That's right.
Before we go. Hilarious. This is amazing. This choir is going to be lit. If it ever happens in life, it's going to be lit. But before we go, I was going to ask Naima, it was something about, if we could sum it up in like 2 minutes, I don't know, it's street harassment. It's such a big, I feel like it's more than 2 minutes long to describe it, but your tweet went viral. I guess say kind of viral because a lot of people I know was retweeting it and it started like a long conversation. I guess to summarize, what did you get from posting that you knew before about street harassment and now about in terms of how it impacted women including me that's been street harassed?
The thing about the street harassment conversation that I've realized over the course of Twitter is that there are a lot of men who really who think we're exaggerating when we tell these stories or who really don't realize that when the average woman, not just the bangers, not just women of a certain age, the average girl or woman from the time you hit puberty up until you'd be surprised how old, regardless of how fly, not fly, clearly butch, slut, whatever, the amount of time that we have to run calculations in our head every day because we need to stay safe, right? And it's twofold to that. The one part of it is that when these conversations happen, it has traditionally always been about what women need to do to be vigilant, what women need to do to stay safe, what women need to not do. It's never about what men need to do, right? So one of the reasons I retweeted that, I didn't know it was going to turn into a whole conversation. It's not the first time I've engaged in a street harassment conversation on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I have seen some people's opinions evolve over the years. I have seen the conversation evolve. I won't say I haven't. But there's always those one or two who's like, y'all act like a nigga can't even say hi. You know what? If I'm going about my day and about my business, I don't know why you feel like you have... it's not that you're going to say hi.
Right.
It's that if somebody doesn't say hi back, you then feel like you have a right to stop them and badger them about mm-hmm. that thing.
That's right.
That to you, right? That's the thing. Like, you are not entitled to anybody's energy. And especially in pedestrian cities like New York, like, the mountains... Like, you know what I mean? Like, you really... I wanted to get the conversation going again to really emphasize to men, not to women, but to men, this happens to all of us. I think they think that it's a few of us and it happens to us occasionally.
No,
it happens to all of us.
Every woman. Yep.
And I think that's like a work schedule. It happens to me like 5 days a week, out of the week. Yes, definitely.
And if not straight up harassment, there's some kind of approach daily. In the summertime, especially, right? So I didn't expect the conversation, like it happened to me today. I didn't expect the conversation to take off quite like that, but I was glad it did because we've normalized, that's the other problem, we've normalized the street holla and the whatever, even though women know it's irritating and men know that it's irritating to women. It's been so normalized that women are just supposed to adjust, adapt, avoid, you know, ignore, keep pushing. That is like, why should we have to though? Why should that scene at the gas station that woman recorded, that I reposted, be so familiar that some people can just shrug it off?
Yep.
That shit was, it's not, it shouldn't, it is familiar, but it's not okay, right? Like, that dude was super close to her. He was pressing super hard. You know, there's women who talk about how dudes tried to get in their car. Like, there's so many women who are like, yo, somebody, they tried to hop in my passenger seat.
Yep.
You know, dudes mm-hmm. just walk, like, follow women out of public areas and walk up on them at their car. Like, what part of that is okay? You know, like, none of that right. shit is okay.
None
so,
of it.
As the conversation kept going, I was really just getting more fired up. Like, yo, you guys need to understand. And then guys act like it's so complicated to navigate. How y'all want a nigga to approach you? What you want to do? It's not hard.
First of all, I don't want you to approach me at all. How about that?
Right. Like, I might not want you to approach me, you know, and that's okay. But we might not ever see you again. And that's okay. Like, it's fine. Like, it's actually really fine. If you never see me again, I don't know of any love stories that started on the corner of fucking 125th and St. Nick. You know what I mean? Like, it's really okay.
I had one, but never mind.
Oh my God. It happens to me all the time.
You're right. You're right.
It's so annoying. And it's like, it was one guy, he kept, like, bothering me. He followed me, like, 2 hours. Trying to get my number, and it was like, dude, like, why are you, like, I'm just trying to get, like, my ticket, and he go, like, I don't
it's
need
the
all
point
this.
In which
and
it
then,
becomes,
when I got his,
like,
when I got his number, he checked it right then to see if it was my real
right.
number. I was like, okay.
No,
you
don't have to do
that.
Like, move away from me.
Right.
Get away before I punch you.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm about to get violent.
Men,
cause you're
yeah,
like,
man,
no,
man,
I don't
I'm
even want to see
that
you.
Was a red flag off jump. I was like, okay, I'm definitely deleting your numbers. Like, this
right,
is like,
and that's my thing.
Yeah.
And men will do that. I'll be like, I'm not going to give you my number, but I'll take your number. Then they'd be like, well, are you going to call
me? Well, he seemed cool. I got his number. Right. I got it because he seemed cool. But then when he did that, I was like, okay, well,
but that's my thing, right? Like, you should not, because this is what happens, I think, with these men. I'm not going to say on, but with these men, once there's resistance, then they feel like, oh, it's a challenge. No, it's not a challenge. It's not. And we are old enough now, and conversations have evolved enough now for us to be able to say, it's not about playing hard to get. It's not about us not trying to make you think we've grown as fuck. It's not about playing hard to get. It's a no. It's a no, my dude. I don't need to clarify why. I don't need to, like, the fact that women automatically go to, I got a boyfriend so we don't get cussed out is retarded. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. It's ridiculous. But it's like,
yeah.
It's not, you know what I mean? It's like that, but that's why we go to that is because when we just say no, dudes,
they don't
want to
take
no
for an answer.
Yeah, and if you say, cause I don't think you're attractive or something like that, then it's like, well, fuck you then, bitch. So we go with, I got a boyfriend because it seems a safer answer.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's like, you can't have friends, keep
right.
people, you won't let you. So it's like, why do you want, why would you even want to talk to somebody that you have to convince that you have to badger.
See, that's their own insecurity that they're not ready to acknowledge.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
So that's why the conversation just blew up.
Yes, and that was such a great conversation. I was just, because I saw some of the responses to it, and I was like, wow, this is crazy about different stories. I was like, mine was kind of mild. It wasn't extreme, but all that, they were saying the ones that were responding to were extreme, but thank you for that. Man, we gotta have you on. We gotta like do a whole sexual harassment conversation, because that's like a whole thing.
For real.
But thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me back. I enjoyed it. Y'all were crazy, though.
tell the listening audience what you have going on, anything that you have going on we should be looking out for before we go.
Sure. Well, first of all, Music Sermon turns 2 years old on Monday. Yay! You guys can find me almost every week, in vibe.com. I don't even know what I have coming up. There's some podcasts and some things that I'm going to show up
on. Just
follow me, and thank God. God is faithful. I'm going to tell you what. But you can follow me at Naima, N-A-I-M-A, or Instagram, NaimaGram. I'll be around. I'll be out here at different places on Sunday.
Savvy Heathen Talk is headphones over humans. That's where I'm at right now in life. But y'all got Savvy Heathen Talk real quick,
I got to do this. Yes. I got to do this because my sister will hate me. So my sister LaShawn, she's been a friend of the show. She does the Black Women Hustle Instagram page. She had an event last week in D.C. My first time supporting my little sister. My parents were and the over 40,000 followers. Like, her network is amazing. But women from Apple, from HuffPost, from Essence were there, and it was an amazing experience. But what I do want to tell the women is, y'all treated me like shit in that room because y'all thought I was straight. That's what they did. They came in like, who is he? But I was like, girl, I work in the AV. I mean, where your man at? I mean, I'm trying to get him. But shout out to my sister. I got to give her that shout out because it's amazing to be a big brother supporting that. But the women who thought I was there trying to holler at them, I wasn't. Y'all should really be more diligent and discovering who is after you and who isn't, but I get it.
But you get it. Like, and that's the thing I think that men.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Is that by the time when they be like, y'all so stinky, y'all so this, and it's just like, be tired, bro.
No, if my older brother was there, y'all would have had a reason, but I was there, so I was like, well, I was honestly like, it's 9 a.m. Like, I just did some stuff last night, so I'm not supposed to be here this morning, but I'm being a good big brother, and you looking at me like, why is he here? But I get it. Shout out to y'all.
Soul Savage Radio, we are out 4 to 6 p.m. every Thursday, Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much, Naima, for coming on. And thank you for choosing, thank you for choosing Patti LaBelle in the What's Wrong With You game when you came on.
I don't want to hear that.
Thank you so much for that. That's a Mary, right? Talk as well.
Yeah, she chose Mary over Faith, right?
No, she picked Faith.
Vocals. Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
I didn't. Are you sure? I know.
Oh,
I definitely
that's
right.
Naima, you supposed to roll with that.
That's right.
Naima, you messed it up. You were supposed to say, okay, listen. I was about to cash app you 225 to get you a 40 ounce. Now I'm not doing it now.
Ooh.
You didn't mess it up.
Naima classy, babe. She don't drink no two. Mm-mm.
Thank you so much, Naima.
Naima, what you want? You let me know.
We ran over. We got to go.
We don't drink no 40.
We got to get up out of here.
Oh, yeah,
we gotta go. Every Thursday, we're here at 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take us out, Mr. Melody. We out.
That was a Soul Savage show. Mr. Melody here. Great show today. Let's see here.
Thank you, Mr. Melody. I'm sorry for running over. I was trying to run over your show, my man.
All right. Okay.
We'll love you later.
Same time next week. No problem.
Don't be doing the cold Murphy out here.
All right.
Your body's smooth as sandpaper. The way you try to run your game. No, it ain't gonna work. Cause we don't feel the same. Tell me why you're sensing. I fancy you really, I don't care. I just laugh and say to myself, he's thinking he's stringing me along. I hope you know that I'm no fool, and you can move how you wanna move. The truth is I don't care, I need to make it clear. Do whatever it is you gotta do, it won't hurt me, it won't hurt me. Save your crocodile teeth, I was hit to them a long time ago. Stop right there, cause you don't have to be putting on show. What you trying to prove? You can prove how you wanna move. The truth is I don't care, I just wanna make it clear. Do whatever it is you gotta do, it won't hurt me.
You got